almost had a fall into his hand. USA wasn't playing that poor defense. They got a bit unlucky there.
The Broncos first shot up and good. Extending the lead to 28-18, 1:30 to go. Harrell comes out, Gangler comes back in. Also checking out of the game is Peter Meath. And checking in for him was Brody Lewis.
We don't think had you asked Coach Gameport before the game, he would have wished to be down 10 in the first half with both Holland and Botello on the bench with three fouls. That's probably not how he threw up the game plan.
No, he's not. The second shot of Brokers was no good. They're also going to call a lane violation. Said he crossed the lane before hit the rim. So it's going to go back to USA. Coming back in is Boom. And going out is Brokers for the Lakers. 28-18 Lakers with the lead. 1:30 to go here in the second quarter. You're listening to High School Hoopstock Cruise 102.1 back. Brett Lehner and Sue Schroeder happy to be bringing you the game. Nick Fletcher from the top of the key for three. No good long rebound. Tipped around. Zuerman tips it in the hand of Brody Lewis. Goes to Ganger. Ganger is tipped away by Kroon. And Kroon outlet to Ben to Gasso. Gasso pushes it up the court. To Warwick. Warwick tries to drive. He picks up his dribble. Gets the ball to Gasso. Gasso throws it back out to Warwick. Warwick's covered there by Rick. Takes it around. Gives it over to Lewis. Lewis feeds it inside to Zuerman. Zuerman goes up and makes a nice left hand hook shot. Pops it out of the rim, but then right here, nice hook shot with a left hand.
Can you believe the touch of this young man as a freshman? That touch on that shot was just outstanding.
And that extends the lead to 30-18. 30 seconds to go here in the first half. USA with the ball. The game plan said to me before the game that he did not feel that this game was going to be an easy win for him. He knew it was going to be a struggle. And they're struggling right now to stay in this game. With 23 seconds to go, 30-18, Lakers with the lead. That's all I can say there. Dan Rick got a trip. Fletcher was going left, but Rick thought he was going right.
I'd be very curious to see if USA can't come into this lead, how long they stay in that 2-3 zone, because Lakers really, once they clear out first, has all day to decide what they want to do with the basketball.
But they're trying to come with that pressure again on full court, but Lakers are getting right through them. They feed the ball inside the Zuerman. His bunny shot so good, passes right into the hands of McGraw. McGraw brings up the ball, but 2 seconds feeds to Nick Fletcher for the short shot. No good. That's going to be the end of the first half. Lakers with the lead, 30-18 over the USA Pacers. We'll hear from some of our fine sponsors, and we'll be back right after this commercial message.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
As farmers, it sure has been interesting riding the waves in the commodity markets the last few years. Marketing gurus from all over have been wrong as often as they've been right. I'm Jim McQueen, an ag lender at Thumb National Bank, and we have seen the volatility in the commodities along with the inputs and land costs. We know what you're going through, looking for the right seed and chemical program. Do you hedge? Do you forward contract? Do you use options, or do you just put it in a bin and seal it up? We don't have the answers. Heck, nobody does. But at Thumb National Bank, you can bet we will listen and understand the questions. We may offer an opinion when pressed, but we also realize that it's your livelihood involved, and decisions are ultimately yours. If you want an experienced ag lender who can be an asset for your operation rather than a liability, feel free to give us a call. We know farming. Better yet, we know farmers. The details are up to you. We're here to help you with your financing needs. Give us a call in Pigeon at 989-453-3113 or any of our other branches in Cass City, Caseville, or Bay City. Check us out on the web at thumbnational.com. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Have you dropped out, fallen behind? Has life thrown you a curve? Does completing high school seem out of reach? Do you need an edge to get back on track? Edge is a positive alternative high school completion program designed to meet the individual needs of students in a very flexible format. If you need an edge to complete your high school education, contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194, or visit our website at think-usa.org and click on Alternative Education.
This is Lori Kemp, President of the USA School Board. If you want to step up your child's education, visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
You can make it. We can help. Contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
And we're back here at Maker High School. Brett Wayne is too short. You're listening to the Game of the Week on Cruise 102.1, your station for your hometown hoops. And, Brett, this is definitely a Wild Wild West game. You know, the conference is wild. You never know who's going to be up, who's going to be down. And it's something we talked about off the air is that one night we got one guy shooting great, and the next night he's not shooting good at all. And it's been like that on both sides of this conference, and even in the NCAA you're seeing that, and that's what we're seeing tonight. USA is not looking like a typical USA. I don't think they dreamed they would be down 30-18 and be down by 12 points at the half.
Well, in a rivalry game like this, one thing that's key is the team that brings the most energy generally comes out on top, and so far in the first half, Lakers has definitely brought more energy to the game. I mean, Bloomer down low has been a man among boys, and Chase Walker, the senior, really has been all over the court. So it's been impressive to see their performance.
And you can tell it's their coming home night, and, you know, it is something there. The senior's stepping up, and he's playing hard. You know, he played in the shadow with his brother for a while there, but he's making a statement tonight. He's another underrated player on this Lakers team. Lakers is a lot like the Brown City on the east side. Their record doesn't indicate the type of team they really are and how they can be. I believe you got some first-half stats for us.
I do, scoring-wise tonight. For USA first, they were led in scoring by Sean McBrayer, who had 5. Both Botello and Holland had 4 for USA. Nick Fletcher had 3, and James had 2 for their 18 points. For Lakers, they were led in scoring by Chase Walker and Paul Plummer, who each had 8. Evan Gatcho and Brody Lawrence had 5 apiece, and Tim Warrick had 4. So Lakers at the half leads 30-18.
And as I said, this is the coming home game for them. And Peter Mead at the press session today was named coming home king. And representing the freshman class is Sean Guardian, son of John and Brenna Guardian of Pigeon. Sean is escorted tonight by freshman representative Paige Shively. Paige is the daughter of Frank Shively of Bayport and Marie Shively of Elkton. The sophomore class representative is Ryan Schultz, son of Lonnie Schultz of Pigeon and Gina Heilig of Elkton. Ryan is being escorted tonight by Janessa Volker, daughter of Eric and Pauline Volker of Pigeon. Representing the junior class is Jacob Engelhart, son of Larry and Nancy Engelhart of Sebring. Jacob is escorted by Isabella Klein, daughter of Steve Klein of Pigeon and Kristen Kohler of Bayport. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your candidates for the Prince of the Come Homing Celebration 2011 escorted by the Princess candidate. Jesse Doobie was the son of Terry Thompson of Caseville and the late Ricky Doobie. Jesse is escorted by Fiona Olima, daughter of Theo and Aneka Olima of Sebring. Garrison Hamill, who is son of James and Jody Hamill of Bayport. Garrison is being escorted by Erica Mattson, daughter of Thomas and Heisman Mattson of Elkton. And of course, the king was Peter Mead, son of Peter Mead of Elkton and Lori Mead of Bayport. Escorting Peter tonight is Brooklyn Spence, daughter of Greg and Terry Foy of Pigeon. Nicholas Schumberg was also on the court, son of Donald and Diane Schumberg of Elkton. Nicholas is escorted by Casey Peterson, daughter of Dwayne and Karen Peterson of Pigeon. Let's welcome back Anthony Jordan, who was last year's tenth, and Anthony's going to be here tonight, and he's going to help out picking the coming home queen here. And those candidates, as I said, were Casey Peterson and Brooklyn Foy, Eric Mattson, and Fiona Olima. Good luck to those ladies. And when we come back from our commercial break, we'll have some updates for you, and we'll have who the winner is tonight. We'll be back right after these commercial messages.
This Valentine's Day, don't take your sweetheart out because it's Valentine's Day. Take her out because she's the one who makes your heart sing. She's the one you lean on in hard times. The one who listens to your stories. The one who makes your life complete. Treat your love to a romantic candlelight evening on Valentine's Day at Main Street Cafe and Bakery in downtown Pigeon. Choose from two specials, sirloin beef tips sautéed with mushrooms, served with choice of potato, vegetable, dinner roll, and a choice of a cup of soup or tossed salad for $9.25. Or a generous portion.